The Palisado Strip in Kingston has been designated Jamaica's first entertainment zone. Stay with us to find out more about this and other developments in the tourism and entertainment sectors. This is Tourism Roundup. Welcome and thanks for joining us. The Palisado Strip in Kingston has been approved by the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, for designation as Jamaica's first entertainment zone. Junior Tourism and Entertainment Minister Damien Crawford says the approval by NEPA is timely, given the number of events and activities expected to take place this Christmas season. He says NEPA has put measures in place to ensure that protection of the environment is given priority during the staging of entertainment events in the area.
They have sent us all the recommendations, including environmental rangers. The protection of the environment is very important to us, and NEPA and us have had 2 or 3 meetings for which they have come out with a fulsome report on what would be necessary to have the Palisados be zoned.
The Palisados Zone is one of 7 areas in Kingston that were tested and declared suitable to host recreational and heritage activities. The move to establish entertainment zones will allow for the staging of events under limited restrictions in terms of lock-off time and prevent breaches of the Noise Abatement Act. 6 of the 7 venues tested for designation as entertainment zones in downtown Kingston have been approved. Mr. Crawford says one venue in the vicinity of Ocean Towers would cause undue discomfort to persons in the area if used for unlimited entertainment activities and was therefore eliminated. Promoters may, however, utilize the location in accordance with the regulations under the Noise Abatement Act.
All the other venues were perceived based on our tests to be within limited or no nuisance. And so downtown Kingston is well on its way in becoming a zone.
The Tourism Ministry is in discussions with the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation to encourage promoters and party planners to consider downtown Kingston as a viable venue for events during the festive season. Meanwhile, Mr. Crawford is reporting that 351 entertainment practitioners and 45 companies have already signed on to the Ministry of Tourism's National Entertainment Registry. He says to facilitate the rating of all entertainment events, it will soon become mandatory for all event promoters to be registered.
It's an important step because we want to protect not only our children, but the audience, so that I can know what to expect from the event. However, the greater benefit is that this will now open to commercial sponsorship, Jamaican entertainment.
Minister Crawford adds that the National Entertainment Registry will be made available online in the next 2 months. The database was established in August 2014 to certify and register local entertainment practitioners. It seeks to provide a central portal for listing Jamaican entertainment services and companies, including key profiles and contact information. To a place called Jamaica. And now for our No Jamaica feature. We share some knowledge about the Palisados. This refers to the spit of land which partially encloses Kingston Harbor, the 7th largest natural harbor in the world. As its mangrove swamps provide an important habitat for a number of endangered species, it was declared a protected National Heritage Site in 1999. And that's where we leave you on this week's program. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Tourism Roundup.
The holiday season is filled with happiness and cheer, but it can also be a time of danger for road users. Here's a holiday road safety tip from Petrojam Limited in association with the Road Safety Unit.
Don't drink and drive. If you are going to a Christmas party and plan to have a drink or two, don't drive. Plan a safe alternative to get home, call a cab, or assign a designated driver. Make this holiday season a safe one for all. A holiday road safety tip from the Road Safety Unit and Petrojam Limited, where safety is our number one priority.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.